Hayem Yem Yud Menachemov. Misipuri Adeni Oviskeni Meiri Verabi. From the stories that I heard in the name of my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash. Point number one. Mitchilo Hoyo Igeres Hakedesh Kotenti Misayemes Veruach Necheo. Originally, the letter Igeres Hakedesh Kotenti, today we are starting to learn the second letter, the second chapter of Igeres HaKedesh, which starts Kotenti, it would conclude with the words Veruach Necheya. This is a letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote to Chassidim after he came out from Peterburg, after Yutes Kislev. And then, as we learned a few days ago, there was a major transformation and change in the Alter Rebbe's approach to Chabad. And there the Alter Rebbe was telling the Chassidim, and he's really warning them that they shouldn't be boastful, they shouldn't be defiant, they should be subdued, they shouldn't stand up to the Misnagdim in a victorious manner, but rather they should have a spirit of humility and restraint and be calm and don't celebrate a victory against the Misnagdim. And this is where the letter ended. Be with a restrained spirit. This is how the letter ends, and this is where the letter ended. The Alter Rebbe is warning Chassidim to be restrained. After the Alter Rebbe three times said in Lozne, Hamaymer Kamaim Haponim, the Alter Rebbe said three times a idea of Kamaim Haponim Alponim, the posik in Mishlei, which says Kamayim aponim aponim kein leva odom baodom, just like water reflects a face, so too a heart of one person reflects the heart of another person. And the Alter Rebbe translated it kipirush Rashi, like Rashi says, which we just said, water reflects a face and a heart reflects a heart. V'loike targumi, and not like the Targum, because the Targum said that the meaning of the posik is kamayim aponim elponim, just like water and a face are two separate entities. There's nothing the same, even when you see a face there. The same thing, a heart and a heart, no two hearts are the same. But the Alter Rebbe chose to go necessarily according to the Rashi. So after the Alter Rebbe said this three times, he added these lines. V'kula hai v'ulai, yitein Hashem b'lev acheyem kamayim aponim v'chulu v'geymer. The Rebbe added, after the Alter Rebbe already told Chassidim that they should be restrained, and basically what he's telling them, that they should behave in a calm way, and therefore the Misnagdim will stop harassing them. Now the Rebbe adds another point. Not only will they stop harassing you, but like water reflects a face, the heart will reflect the heart. If your heart will be full of this attitude of humility and restraint, you will also accomplish that the Misnagdim are going to respond accordingly. And they will not only not hurt you, but they will embrace you. And with this, the Alter Rebbe infused in Chassidim good midas, good attributes. Another point about this perek, when the Rebbe would not gishtel the drei verte b'midas emes liyakev, when the Alter Rebbe would not put in this perek, he says that the Chassidim should behave in a way in humility, in the measure of truth of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is known for absolute truth. And the Alter Rebbe inserted that the way you have to have humility should be at the truth level of Yaakov. If the Alter Rebbe would not put this in Be'igeres HaKedesh Kotenti, in this Perek, Volter Gehat noch 50,000 Chassidim. He could have had another 50,000 Chassidim. Obe the Rebbe mont midas emes. But the Alter Rebbe demands emes. Now the idea of the Midas Emes preventing 50,000 chassidim? Because when the Rebbe demands Emes, absolute truth is a very, very difficult challenge for people to accept absolute Emes. At the end of the day, we live in a world which is not of absolute truth. It's even called Olam HaSheker. It's a false world. And we're influenced by imperfect truth. But the Alter Rebbe wanted perfect truth. And this perfect truth prevented the Alter Rebbe from another 50,000 chassidim. This is how important truth was to the Alter Rebbe. And the Friedrich Rebbe, when he tells the story, which is also connected to the Hayem Yem of Zayinov, where we discussed the first Perek of Igeres HaKedesh, which was said 10 years earlier, before Peterburg, and this is a major change in the Alter Rebbe's approach to Chabad. So he also concludes by saying, the Magid gave the Alter Rebbe a smile, and with this smile he could have conquered the world. Meaning, with a smile, you can say it's a little more superficial, it's a little more all-encompassing. It's not pnimius. It's not inwardly. It's not Chabad. And the Alter Rebbe could have conquered the world. But the Alter Rebbe demands pnimius. The Alter Rebbe wants absolute truth, absolute pnimius, and absolute Chabad. And therefore, the smile is not what he used for this purpose.